This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisory panel on Sunday endorsed the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine, voting overwhelmingly to recommend the shot for adults older than 18. CDC recommendations are not binding but are widely respected by medical institutions and professionals. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky later approved the panel's recommendations. Sunday's CDC endorsement came one day after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration formally authorized the use of the one-dose vaccine. Nearly 4 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be distributed and available as early as Tuesday morning, according to a senior administration official. This vaccine, the third to be approved for use in the United States, will be distributed to states, tribes, and territories proportional to their populations, the same way the Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna vaccines have been distributed. Iran on Sunday dismissed Europe's offer for an informal meeting involving the United States on the troubled 2015 nuclear deal. Tehran said the time is not suitable, as Washington has failed so far to lift sanctions. The European Union's political director earlier this month proposed the informal meeting involving all parties of the deal. The United States accepted that proposition following the inauguration of U.S. President Joe Biden in January. The European parties to the deal, Washington and Tehran, have been trying to salvage the accord. The agreement grants Iran international sanctions relief in return for placing restrictions on its nuclear program. You can follow this story and all the four stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations will appeal to donors Monday for nearly $4 billion for Yemen to prevent what it says would be the worst famine the world has seen for decades. More than 6 years of war between the Saudi-backed government and the Iranian-supported Houthi rebels have pushed the Middle East's poorest country to the brink. UN Humanitarian Chief Mark Lowcock told reporters recently that the humanitarian situation in Yemen is, quote, falling off a cliff. He added that the country is essentially in a state of collapse. Lowcock said he is particularly worried because aid agencies have already had to cut off rations and critical programs in the war-torn country due to the lack of money raised in 2020. Yemen said Yemen faced possible famine in late 2018, but donors stepped up and averted a catastrophe. Today, the situation is more widespread. Overall, 16 million people are going hungry, of which 5 million are a step away from famine. Some 50,000 people have already slipped into famine-like conditions. The United Nations is asking for $3.85 billion to avert the crisis. The Taliban demanded Sunday that the United States and its foreign military allies leave Afghanistan by May the 1st, in line with a peace agreement that the insurgent group signed with Washington a year ago. They warned that any attempt to change the path is already doomed to failure. In a statement released to journalists and on its website, marking the first anniversary of the February 2020 accord sealed in Doha, Qatar, the Taliban claimed they have fully adhered to and remain committed to the understanding aimed at ending two decades of Afghan war. It called on Washington to honor its part of what the group described as a historic deal. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is currently reviewing the deal former President Donald Trump sealed with the Afghan insurgency. Biden's people are deciding whether to pull the remaining 2,500 American soldiers from Afghanistan. NATO-led U.S. allies have fewer than 10,000 troops left in the country. The U.S. review process has stemmed from widespread allegations that the Taliban have not lived up to their commitments. And fighters in the Democratic Republic of Congo, who are thought to belong to the notorious Allied Democratic Forces militia, killed 10 civilians in two overnight attacks in eastern DRC, according to the army on Sunday. The fighters decapitated 8 villagers in the village of Boyo and shot dead 2 civilians in Kainama. Both of those facts come from a spokesman for the army. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.